Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
All right, here we go. We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Pat Weber is our guest. Pat's a longtime friend and a long-time member of our Brain Trust, and she's been with us now for quite a few years, and she joins us all the time to talk to us about how to make sure that we're putting our best foot forward in the marketplace. And that's what she does for a living. She helps people like you and me make sure that we know when we go out there calling on people that we do put our best foot forward. It's even if our personality is not to be like that, even if we're more introverted, she helps people like that too. She's our good friend, Pat Weber. Welcome back to the show.
I'm so glad you didn't say how many years I've been with you, Jim.
Well, I'm kind of proud of that. Hey, I got that number here, by the way. You want me to tell them?
No, okay.
something under a dozen. But yeah, you know, Pat. Next month is my 11th anniversary.
I knew it was coming up because last year I remembered when you celebrated your 10th.
Yeah,
You had all your Brain Trust members do those little recordings.
We might do that. We might do that again. That was kind of fun.
It was.
Yeah,
I
appreciate
something fun.
We do need something fun. Well, let me ask you a question. Speaking of that, isn't that an attitude that we need to have? Even, we don't have to play we don't have to be Pollyanna and play the glad game all the time. We don't have to be silly and giddy. But isn't it important when we call on our customers? When our salespeople call on our customers, isn't it important that we go in with the kind of attitude of not denial, but of reality? But I call it positive reality. We got so much negative hysteria are going on right now.
Yeah.
I call it positive reality. Isn't it important for us to go in with an attitude of positive reality? What do you think?
I think that's the foundation to getting any kind of results. Otherwise, you might as well not go in. I love that. Positive reality.
Well, yeah, it simply means that, I can look around. I see that. Mm-hmm. I see we got challenges, but you know what? I'm going to be around a year from now or 2 years from now, and the only way I can do that is to be positive about what my possibilities are and to get as much as I can. And then there's this other thing that I've been saying, Pat. I'd like your thoughts on it. Somebody's buying something from somebody somewhere right now. It might as well be you. What do you think?
I think that means that we better get on the phone and get out in the community today, because otherwise somebody's going to buy what I'm selling from someone else.
That's right.
That's very true. There's just a lot of people that – there are people – everybody's affected. You can't say you're not affected. I don't even go on and look at our 401k. My husband says our cars are now our 401k.
401s.
Right. But I think that – there are people buying things. My goodness, we are in the car show hobby. We own cars. We own an exotic car. We own a classic car. And when we're out at the events, as we have been ever since the economic crisis started really earlier in the year, there's a lot of people spending money out there. There are. So I think if you don't do some of the things that are maybe long-term right now, because Jim, backing up to what you said, that positive reality, if you don't have that, you might as well really just stay around a little bit before you go out and do any kind of action.
Yeah.
Because it's really going to affect your results negatively.
Well, I'm going to say if you can't focus on positive reality, go ahead and lock the doors up, because you're not going to make it through the next 12 months.
Right, exactly. What do you think about the Charles Schwab, the new commercial that
I thought it's pretty, I think, as I remember, I heard part of it, I thought it was pretty good. What do you think?
Yeah, I liked it because he is positive reality. He says, we have a situation going on right now. Now is not the time to start selling off your assets in any kind of account you have. He says, but slow down, take a deep breath. He's almost just like that. He's got a very positive reality check on
right.
it. He says, let's stay the course. And he uses his Italian sign language to show stay the course. I
yeah.
like that. I have no idea if he's Italian or not.
I don't think so.
So he probably got it in his blood. And he just says, you know, let's stay the course. It's going to continue to go, but, you know, take a deep breath, relax, and we will make it through this. And that's reality. That's
yeah.
positive. As opposed to, well, the problem is the media isn't doing that.
Media is trying to sell airtime.
Oh, my God.
That's what happens to them. That's the reason I tell people, turn off the talking heads mm-hmm. and start talking. Don't quit listening to those guys and start listening to your customer.
Yes.
Because those guys are not doing, they're not, you know, they've renamed their program. Many of the programs have been renamed something hysterical, you know, something like America's financial crisis, you know, and the breaking news, you know, and all that kind of stuff. That kind of stuff, if you get that stuff in your head, it will have an impact on the way you deal with your customers. And that impact will be negative.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I can prove it by my own. I don't normally watch the TV. Somehow my husband can watch it, and he maintains ability to bounce it all off and go out and attract business. But I can't. And that very first day, 3 weeks ago, when it took a dive, 777, I got hooked into it. I couldn't make my calls, and fortunately I didn't, or I probably would have lost any prospects that I have, because I told you I'm doing a lot of follow-up right now, because that's where the low-hanging fruit is.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't. I got so depressed in 4 days. I told my husband, here's our new deal, okay? You know, I'm not watching this, and you've got to turn that TV off as soon as you leave, because I get easily sucked into it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come home, I'm going to ask you, how'd the market do? If it went up, tell me what it went up. If it went down, do your regular guidance.
But here's the thing. The market, the stock market, is not the economy that you're coaching businesses in.
Exactly. And that's what's so funny, because, and many people have to look at that. There's only 30 stocks in that Dow Jones.
That's right.
30
that's right.
companies whose stocks are in that Dow Jones. That is like a little tiny ant.
It's only somewhat directly connected to your local economy.
That's exactly right.
They're two different things completely, folks. It's just a distant cousin in many ways. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Pat Weber after these messages. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out using Rear Advantage. We built them so that you could have access to all this information without barrier to entry. Come in, hang out with us, use our stuff. That's all you got to do. And we wanted you to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. One of the ways we do that is by introducing you to some really smart people, like our Brain Trust members, including our good friend Pat Weber, who's with us right now. Pat is America's number one sales coach, especially for introverts like me, right, Pat?
Well, I don't know that you're an introvert. We haven't proved that yet.
I have to be tested, don't I?
Yes, you do.
I'll have to be tested. Pat, you were telling me that you've been actually walking the talk in your own business. You know, the things that we've been talking about, going, making sure that you follow, call customers, follow up with them, circle back with them, give them the maximum opportunity to do business with you. You've actually been walking that talk, haven't you?
Yeah, I think that in particular, I guess, as an introvert, maybe, I don't really know if this is true. I do kind of think it has some merit. No, I don't enjoy cold calling or starting the whole filling the pipeline constantly. And you know, we were talking. I've printed out for one part of my business I had actually been talking with, who knew, 120-some people about one of my services or another. So I just started following up on them because I already know these people. So it's like, and this is interesting. You know, as we're talking about positive reality, I had two financial planners I was talking with about my coaching services. And the first one I called, I don't know what was wrong with me. It was the day after that 777 point. I don't know what was wrong with me. And I got on the phone and I said, so I just wanted to follow up with you to see if this would be a good time to talk about when you want to begin working with me. And he said, oh, well, you know, this nobody's buying anything right now. And I go, really? I'm thinking about an email from my son who's, he's 35, and he says, Mom, if you got any spare cash around, they're having a really big sale out there. And I'm thinking, something's wrong with that picture. But I listened to him, and he just had that mindset that where his prospects
he
are.
He sees opportunity, doesn't he?
Correct. Because wasn't the very next call, about five more calls after that, was another financial planner. And I'm actually meeting with him this week because he said, you know, he almost said the same thing that my son said. Now is a really good time to be talking with my clients about buying. So I really could use your – you know, it's like, wait a minute, two financial planners, right? Same thing going on in their market.
Right.
And one of them says, now's not the time. The other one says, now is the perfect time.
And I'm going to predict that there's a 9 in 10 chance that the second financial planner will be in business 2 years from now, and there's better than 50-50 chance that the other one won't be in the business 2 years from now.
I will go with your bet on that, absolutely, because they have such an opportunity right now if they can look.
And we're
at
not
it.
Talking this the issue here, folks, is not whether stocks are a good buy. The issue is the mentality about your customers and about the attitude that, you know, somebody's buying something from somebody right now, might as well be you.
That is the attitude that the second fella had, that somebody is buying something. I want to just know how to get out to them, how to talk with them, how to move them along, as opposed to the first fella just saying, no, nobody's buying anything right now.
You know, sales, if there's one fundamental thing that you and I know, Pat, that we've known for all these years, sales is a numbers game.
Yes.
You got to kiss a lot of toes to get your princess, or your princess, the case may be.
Yeah.
And so the thing you got to remember is if the economy is off a little bit, that means you got to make more calls.
Right.
In order to get the sales, same sales. And one thing I am noticing, Pat, is that it is taking a little bit longer to close deals these days. Go ahead.
It's like you said, you can't possibly not be affected in terms of your thought process and your attitude about it, because no matter where you go, even if you're around the most positive of friends or in networking events where you find the most positive people, people are talking about what's going on, because otherwise that isn't reality. But the thing is to flow the conversation in the positive reality channel, as opposed to going down. There are a lot of people who get you depressed when you're out there networking.
Yep.
You don't need to be going with the flow.
Well, and you know, if you go into somebody's office and they're acting negative, if you've got a positive story to tell them from somebody else, tell them that story.
Exactly.
They need to hear that, don't they?
They absolutely do, because it can make them, you know, I don't know how many times people, oh, well, I never thought about it that way. That will be their response to you. And then you've kind of set them off in a positive direction. And that's, again, like you said, it does maybe take a little bit longer right now because there are many things that are so uncertain to people. And they maybe should keep playing that Charles Schwab commercial. It was very comforting, actually.
Probably so. Hey, Pat, give us the website, please.
I've got a short one. AskPatWeber.com.
I like it. AskPatWeber.com. Check it out, folks. And you find all the things she does there. Hey, Pat, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.